Hello, young explorers. Today, I'm going to take you on a brain-boggling adventure about the tiny superheroes in our brains called neurons. Picture neurons as the flashiest, fastest superheroes in the city of our brain. They zoom around at incredible speeds, delivering messages, much like they are on skateboards racing through the streets of your brain. These tiny heroes are crucial for our ability to think, move, and play. Scientists are puzzled by a big question. Did these neuron superheroes appear just once in history, or was it a double event? Neurons are incredibly complex, like a puzzle with a million pieces. So the idea of them appearing twice is absolutely mind-blowing. To solve this mystery, scientists dived into the ocean to find clues. They studied sponges and tentors, also known as comb jellies. Sponges, which are very simple and don't move much, have no neurons. On the other hand, comb jellies are filled with them, shining and glowing like disco balls in the ocean. It's a surprising discovery, almost like finding out a quiet neighbor has a secret superhero lair. In this great neuron debate, there are two teams with different theories. Team Ancestor believes all neurons come from one ancient family tree, similar to all game characters originating from a classic arcade game. Meanwhile, Team Evolution argues that neurons are like special editions in different games, appearing separately over time. It's a real head-scratcher, isn't it? Let's talk about sponges and comb jellies a bit more. Sponges might have had neuron powers once but lost them because they are like chill gamers who don't need fancy controls. Comb jellies, however, are an enigma. Their neurons are so unique. They're like a secret level in a game that no one knows how to play. These jellies have neurons without synapses, which is quite unusual and fascinating. This debate is like the ultimate boss battle in the game of science. Both teams, Ancestor and Evolution, are facing off, and we're witnessing this exciting confrontation. Now, let's delve into the final part of our adventure. Scientists are like time-traveling explorers in video games, digging through history to solve the neuron puzzle. They're considering the chemical brain theory, which suggests that before neurons became the brain's superstars, there were other cells that communicated through chemical messages, similar to early, rough versions of your favorite game characters. As we near the end of this journey, remember that the quest to understand neurons is still ongoing. Scientists, like dedicated gamers, continue to search for clues, explore new theories, and ask even more profound questions. It's like being on the final stage of an epic game, where the ultimate challenge is just around the corner. So, stay tuned, dear explorers, because this adventure into the world of neurons is only getting more thrilling.